This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
We do have Lucy Burge joining us on the Roman guest line, one of our favorite guests each and every week. And Lucy, I think your printer has been busy because guess what? We have another vision board ready to rumble. The Red Sox one came a bit short, but now we have a brand new vision board involving the New England Patriots. So let's see it.
Yes. So this is a different ball of wax because the Patriots don't need as much help, I think, because they're doing great. So we've got a Patriots Buccaneers Super Bowl matchup vision board because I want this to happen. So we've got Belichick and Mac Jones versus Brady. And then we've got Subway because it's going to be the Subway Super Bowl because it's Belichick and Brady. Both do Subway ads. Mac Jones and Brady both hate pie. So we've got that too. And we've got the Lombardi Trophy. So I think it's all going to happen. I think this hug will happen after the Super Bowl. And they've both been to the Super Bowl before. So I think it's going to happen. So I'll just look at this every day and I'll say this will happen.
So they don't like pie, but they'll enjoy a cold cut combo, essentially.
Correct. Well, so Belichick likes bread, likes pie. Mac Jones doesn't like pie. Brady doesn't like pie. Brady doesn't like bread. Mac Jones, I'm assuming, likes bread.
That was a tongue twister.
I feel like I need a flow chart for this.
Yes.
This is like following Game of Thrones.
When my new ink arrives for my printer, I could do that too because Mac Jones also eats spaghetti before every game.
And Ramondre Stevenson, only wheat bread. Crazy. You should just go down the roster and give us every little tidbit about bread as opposed to each player.
That guy eats cupcakes. That guy doesn't.
Well, I think the list would be very long for things Tom Brady does not eat. But let's dive in, you know, from a football perspective. Why do you think these are the two teams that are going to meet in the Super Bowl, you know, regardless of the story narrative that honestly would be great?
Yes, well, as I was looking at the odds, as I do every day this morning, Belichick, favorite for Coach of the Year. Mac Jones, favorite for Rookie of the Year. Tom Brady, favorite for MVP. I mean, it's Buccaneers' favorite to win the Super Bowl. So this matchup is destined to happen, and I think all of those odds are going – that's what I would bet on. I mean, not that I already have, but I think that this is going to happen. Like, this is – you just feel it.
We're talking with our good friend Lucy Burge from BetQL, who has told us more about Patriots and their bread-eating habits than I ever imagined possible. Lucy, that's a credit to you. Now, when you look at Mac Jones and how he's progressed as an NFL quarterback, has he become Bill Belichick now with his behavior and how he approaches that mental aspect that he has before each and every NFL game?
Yeah, so I'm convinced that he is Belichick as a 22-year-old, but I think they have Freaky Friday switch bodies because now Belichick is more fun-loving. He's very light in interviews. He's laughing more. He's into fashion now. He's wearing quilted jackets. Mac Jones, however, is attending meetings he doesn't have to attend. He's going to bed at 8:30. He is more stoic in interviews where he says it is what it is all the time. Like Belichick does, he focuses on winning, but saying like best for the team. That's Belichick 101. So I'm convinced they have switched bodies. And now is Bill Belichick. Also,
let's talk about
thing. So what Mac Jones said, this is what really convinced me. So in an interview yesterday on WEEI, Mac Jones said he was asked, do you meet with Bill Belichick every week? Mac Jones says he can't answer that question. He is Bill Belichick. So he can't say if he meets with him or not.
Ooh, I'm looking
forward to answer that question.
Seeing this movie on Disney Plus, you know, the
Jamie
reenactment
Curtis
of it.
Lindsay Lohan, Freaky Friday.
But let's talk about this Patriots team a little bit more, because it's more than just the quarterback. Their defense has been phenomenal. I think in the postseason, when you are facing some of the best quarterbacks in the entire NFL, you're going to have to get some pressure on them. And Matt Judon, as much trash as he has talked about macaroni and cheese on Thanksgiving, he has been excellent at getting after the quarterback this season. What do you think the X factor is here for this Patriots defense? Do you think they're going to be this dominant moving forward? Because I will say they haven't played the toughest of opponents. Do you think this defense is for real?
I think it is, because they have confidence just as a team as a whole. Besides the macaroni and cheese thing, which is was a little concerning, and he did get a lot of blowback for this. Is why Belichick doesn't like players to talk about other things, is because that's a distraction. I think people might look at him differently. But yes, no, I think the defense is for real. I think it's coming together. I think it starts with Mac Jones, who some say is a passenger. He's not. He's a leader. He is leading the team as a rookie quarterback. And that extends to the defense, because they have confidence, and I think the whole team is just coming together. And that's why I think all roads lead to the Super Bowl for the Patriots and the Buccaneers, but the Patriots especially.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, Lucy, the Patriots, as you know, I don't have to tell you this, have a massive game coming up against the Bills on Monday Night Football on December 6th. So, can you sell me on the Patriots being better than the Bills? There's been a lot of debate as who the best team in the AFC is.
So, yes, I think the Patriots will be better than the Bills. I think they will win this game. I think their schedule is actually to their benefit, because they have an erratic schedule, Thursday, Sunday, Monday. And, yeah, so then I think that is to their benefit, because they work well under weird circumstances. So I definitely think that is a factor in this. They will beat the Bills. They will beat the Bills again on December 26th when they meet them on my birthday.
Ooh, on your birthday.
My 30th birthday, they face the Bills again. So I think they will win both of those games.
Well, and now that I know it's on your 30th birthday, they have to win. Like, you have supplied so much motivational and, you know, vision boards for the Patriots. Like, the least they could do is win on your birthday. But let's talk about one of the most fashionable cats in the NFL. And we're talking about Cam Newton, which was a great story. But last week, he kind of fell back to earth, a guy that was benched in favor of PJ Walker. Do you think Cam Newton is done being a starting quarterback in the NFL?
I don't see how he can't be. I mean, where's he going to go? Who's going to? I mean, he's benched in his second game, as I thought he would be on a steep decline after that first game where he's like, I'm back. His storybook return to Carolina. It's like with the Patriots. He started off great. And then COVID, I guess, but he steep decline for Cam Newton. I don't see where he would go from here in the NFL. I could see other places he could be a motivational speaker. He could be a fashion consultant or designer. He could design hats. And I think actually designing hats would be a good path for him, because it's just not working. Like, it's not working for him. And as the Panthers are in for week after week now of him saying, I need to do better next week. I will do better next week. But where does that go? Like I have no confidence that his NFL career will extend past this season.
Final question for me is, when I see your vision board, all I can think of is my Christmas list that I used to make as a little kid. And I would cut out, you know, magazine pictures of the toys that I wanted. So what are you asking Santa for this year? Since you have the vision board, I'm assuming that you have, you know, a Santa list that is visually, you know, very appealing that you're going to send to the North Pole.
Well, actually, so a lot of times if I post a picture of my television or something on Twitter or Instagram, I get roasted because my TV, it's not small, but it's not huge. So new TV, Santa, please, to watch the Super Bowl. Actually, if this happens, if even the Patriots go to the Super Bowl, I will be the Daily Tip correspondent at SoFi Stadium out in Inglewood, up to no good.
Oh,
that's what will happen. I will go out there and I will correspond from
even doing the up to no good. Yeah, let's do it.
Well, if you put a futures bet on both of these teams to reach the Super Bowl, maybe you don't even need Santa and you can pay for that TV all by yourself. She is Lucy Bird. She is a BetQL writer. We want to thank her for joining us on the Roman Guest Line. Lucy, thanks for waking up with us. And also, try to conserve that printer ink because I know it's not cheap.
I definitely will. Thank you.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.